The Moxham Castle Gatehouse in Sydney has been designated as a municipal heritage property. Arthur Moxham originally built the castle in Ohio before agreeing to come to Sydney in the late 1800s to be the general manager of the Dominion Iron and Steel Company. The castle was destroyed by fire in the 1960s, but the gatehouse remains on King's Road. Cape Breton Regional Municipal Councillor Elder MacDonald says the castle made a lasting impression.
You hear the stories and everything about it, and you see the photos and you see the prints and whatnot of people that do paintings of it. So it was obviously quite the building. Some of the story behind it and how it was dismantled from Ohio and taken here and put back together is quite a fascinating story in itself. The history behind that building itself, as opposed to just, and that's the castle in particular that I'm referencing there, but the history and the story is quite fascinating, but to know that the gatehouse is still standing there and protected is a great thing for our community.
Before moving to Sydney, Moxham had a bit of a problem. His wife didn't want to leave her castle in the States, so they simply took it with them, piece by piece.
So it was a move because of employment in the steel industry, and everything was going to be prospering here, and there was a lot of immigration happening, and this particular gentleman was coming this way to want to be part of that movement, and his wife wasn't as keen on that as he was. So she loved her home. She didn't want to leave her home. She didn't want to relocate. So the compromise was, we can keep your home. We'll take it with us. So he had it actually dismantled, shipped here, and then put back together here. So it was a very large undertaking. I don't quote me on the number, but I think it was somewhere in the vicinity of $350,000 or something, which back in those days was a tremendous amount of money. I don't know what those numbers would be today in 2026 dollars, but to think that someone would take a castle of the caliber that was and to take it apart piece by piece and then put it back together is quite fascinating. So that's how they ended up here, and unfortunately,
After a series of family tragedies, the Moxhams returned to the U.S. and they only used the castle during the summer months. The building later became fitted to be a hospital during the First World War. Eventually, the building became vacant and ransacked by vandals and then destroyed by the fire in the 1960s.
Much like vacant buildings we still have today, they had vacant buildings back in those days also, not as much as today, but unfortunately it did succumb to fire, which is a tragedy because if it was still standing today, I suspect it would probably be one of the most attractive heritage properties in our community, and probably a lot of tourists going through it, like we see in the North End with the tourists with the cruise ships, Cosset House and Jost and St. George's Church and all of those iconic buildings that may have been the most iconic if it was still remaining. So, and there's I'm hoping maybe to have some more projects come forward heritage status wise. There's a property that has quite another story and history to it that a gentleman has approached me, and we were working on it when COVID happened, and then since then it kind of come off the table, but he's approached me again and said he would like to get heritage status on that. So stay tuned, we might have another building that has got a good storied history behind it also that should be protected.
All that remains now is the gatehouse on King's Road, where it sits not far from the castle's original location, and council has agreed for it to become a heritage property. Council's report says it resembles a delicate gingerbread cottage. The white and pale blue trimmed two-story wooden structure is a fine example of turn-of-the-century architecture and craftsmanship. Little, if any, of the house has been altered over the years, except for a new roof and changes to accommodate modern electrical and plumbing facilities. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.